right. Good afternoon. Today is Monday, June 14th, 2021, and the time is 12:13 p.m., and I now call this special meeting of the Dallas City Council to order. We'll begin our business today with a recognition of what's happened down in Austin, Texas. Our brothers and sisters down there had a horrible mass shooting just occur. We know our fellow Texans are hurting, and I wanted just to, before we started with our proceedings, to pause for a moment of silence for the 14 victims of the Austin shooting and their families. Thank you. I want to first welcome everyone. This is our first meeting with our newly elected council members, so welcome to all of you. I have to say it's wonderful to see you all, and I'm looking forward to the next 2 years. We'll start our meeting, as is customary, with our Pledge of Allegiance, and then if we could, we'll have one of our members offer an invocation. So if we could please stand. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible. If you would remain standing, sorry. Anyone want to volunteer for our invocation? Deputy Mayor Pro Tem, please, if you would mind offering an invocation.
If you'd bow your heads with me. Our Father God, we come to you today, and we thank you for this opportunity to serve. We thank you for this city. We thank you for the people who call Dallas home, Lord. And we ask that you give us the wisdom, the strength, the honor, the integrity, and just your Holy Spirit to lead well. Help us to love and serve each other. Lord, help us to exemplify what it means to love our neighbors, to serve our neighbors, to lead well, Lord, and to come together as a body that puts others before ourselves. Lord, forgive us when we fall short. Forgive us when we let our own pride, our own self-agendas, our own just weaknesses push forward, Lord, and we ask that we submit to your will in each and everything we do. Lord, help us to love and serve each other, and to serve this city well. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
I'm sorry, you may be seated, members. A lot of new things to get used to. Being back in this chamber is new and good. All the new faces, the new seating arrangements. I'm not used to, you know, seeing folks in the seats that they're in, so it's exciting. It's great. We're going to move on to our agenda for today, Madam Secretary, but I wanted to inform you that before we take up the posted items, I wanted to recognize Mr. Basil Dua for a procedural motion once we get on the official agenda.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move that the terms for Mayor Pro Tem and Deputy Mayor Pro Tem will be 1 year, with new elections held for both offices at the last agenda meeting of June 2022.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Mr. Basil Dua?
Not at this time, Mr. Mayor.
Mendelson.
Ms. Mendelson, you're recognized for 5 minutes.
Thank you. Colleagues, the system of selecting council leadership is broken. The traditions and practices of caucuses by race have meant that a council member of multiple races faces difficult choices, and some races don't even have a caucus or presumed seat. There's been no consideration to the inclusion of Asian, Native Americans, or Island Pacificers, and other demographic identities like religion, age, disability, sexual identity, and most notably gender, are disregarded. With women comprising more than 50% of this city, our perspective is needed, our leadership is urgent, and our seat at the table is deserved. I'm heartened that so many of my colleagues wish to serve in the role of Mayor Pro Tem and Deputy Mayor Pro Tem, and I wish you all well. As some of these discussions have unfolded, this innovative idea to change the term of service from 2 years to 1 year looks like it can provide more opportunities for leadership and a more inclusive selection of candidates. Going forward, I'd suggest we do away with the caucuses and the popularity contests and move to a more transparent system where we consider tenure along with a questionnaire for nominees with questions like, how have you shown leadership previously? What relevant professional, civic, and volunteer accomplishments make you suitable? What's your vision for the term of Mayor Pro Tem and Deputy Mayor Pro Tem? As well as listing events that you've attended in other districts while on council and a description of the council member's availability to attend events in lieu of the mayor who can't be in seven places at one time. I've been encouraged by the very thoughtful consideration that I believe each member has had as they consider their choices, and I look forward to 2 years together, no matter who's selected today. Thank you.
Anyone else wishing to speak on for or against the procedural motion by Mr. Basildua? Mr. Basildua, you're recognized for 5 minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would like to thank my colleague, Ms. Mendelson, for her very thoughtful sentiments. I think that this is one way for us to address, in my eyes, an old way of doing things in the city of Dallas. I'm really excited to see and serve on such a diverse council. Diverse means a lot of things. Years ago, decades ago in our city, we had to find out ways to fight for our chance. Latinos had to fight for their chance. Black Dallasites had to fight for their chance. And that was a big fight, but now we've got more fight. And now we've got to evolve with the time that we're in. With 5 women on this council, I'd like to see a woman in leadership at some point. With openly LGBTQ members of this council, we have to be inclusive and give opportunity to them all. As somebody who is biracial, as somebody who is not white enough to be in the white caucus, or not Latino enough to be in the Latino caucus, I don't want to be stuck in the middle when I want to be a leader for District 7. I need my colleagues' support to open this up to be inclusive, inclusive to everyone, not this unwritten rule that was told to us from our past. I hope that y'all will support. We will reevaluate next year, and we will continue to make Dallas inclusive and accepting to all of the communities that we serve. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Is there anyone else wishes? Ms. Arnold, you're recognized for 5 minutes.
Thank you. I have some reservations, of course, about this proposal, and we can work that out. I think I'm very concerned when we begin to get into deep into our DNA and we begin to split who we are, and we all know we're from Texas, so we have a little bit of everything. Most of us who are here have a little bit of everything as it relates to heritage. But as I am defined by the federal government as being an African American or black, I am troubled, but I know this is the system, that we have not had an African American woman to serve as, I believe, deputy mayor or mayor pro tem in that position as since Diane Ragsdale, the Honorable Diane Ragsdale. Every council has an opportunity to accept or establish a policy. I would not want to see us adopt a policy that holds the councils in future to what we decide on. So I will be very careful in embracing, yes, we need to change, and yes, we need to be inclusive, but we don't want to get so much into the minutia of some of what I've heard so that it basically frustrates any potential leader who has that ability. But we don't want to get too deep into the weeds. But I want the record to show, and those who are listening, and it is because of practice, that once again, we have not had an African-American woman to serve in either of those two positions since the Honorable Diane Ragsdale. And so I welcome change. I'm going to continue to address that issue. I am a leader in of myself, so I don't need a title to define me. I want to make sure I put that on the record. But it does help for some communities to feel or witness that we are attempting inclusivity and diversity, and most of all, respect. Because I believe in my heart that, and I know it, I feel it, I've witnessed, and I've experienced, there is a severe lack of respect for women at this at City Hall. And so we need to start today to speak openly about it, and I'm doing that today. No woman in this building should take any abuse and disrespect without addressing it. And so I'm addressing my situation now as an African-American woman, is that I know that there is a battle here to be fought for the people, but a woman in this city, especially in leadership, is always treated and held to a different standard than their counterpart. And so we are starting the conversation today, and I say that proudly to be serving again today, that we're going to do more, not just in District 4, but we're going to do more at this horseshoe and more in this city to make sure we reflect the faces that we see in this city, the people that we are obligated to serve, so that they don't feel this sense of hopelessness, so that we're not begging for things around in this city, begging for a grocery store. We have been reduced to begging for a grocery store. All it takes is for us to adopt, as we practice, some of you are new, we who are sitting here who have returned, we embrace the equity resolution. It's all equity and equality are two different things. Equity sounds good until you have to deal with it.
I'm just going to ask you to keep your remarks as narrowly tailored as possible to Mr. Bazzardua's motion.
I'm keeping it real. So at the end of the day, what I want to say is this. All of these new council members who are coming here today, you need to read the equity resolution. And the only way we're going to move forward is that you take a real serious look at where we are and make a decision that you're going to live up to it or you're not. Council members, I appreciate you listening. You're going to hear more from me. Thank you, Mayor. I'm going to continue to talk about equity, inclusivity, but also about women and the fact that we are being left out here at City Hall around leadership. Thank you.
Chairman Narvaez.
Thank you, Mayor. today was supposed to be a special fun day, and unfortunately this item that we're discussing right now kind of is taking the wind out of it, because we're now doing something that we attempted to do a year and a half ago in our retreat, which is talking about race and gender, and the term is sexual orientation, gender identity, gender expression. And as somebody who happens to check a lot of those boxes, I know what institutionalized racism has done to somebody like me. I know what bigotry has done when people are homophobic or transphobic. I know what it feels like when people are are attacking Asians and are attacking different people just because of the way they look or because of who they love. And we do need to talk about this. Unfortunately, I disagree with the timing of this, because I don't think this is when we were supposed to do this. We talk about inclusivity and stuff, and folks didn't come and ask me if this was something we wanted to discuss today. But it's okay, because it's here now. And colleagues, I want you all to know that institutionalized racism is why we're here today, is because when 14-1 became the way we do things here in the city of Dallas, blacks and Latinos had to pick up the scraps, because there had never been an African-American mayor in the history of the city of Dallas at the time. And to this day, there has never been a Latino mayor in the city of Dallas. And to this day, there has never been an Asian-American who has been elected to the Dallas City Council, or a Native American. And we can go down the list person by person. But I'm not going to be stuck into a box of check marks to say whether I am worthy to be elected in order to help lead this body. For me, it's offensive to check boxes. Are things wrong on this council? Absolutely. But we've got to figure this out. And I hope in our next retreat, Mr. Mayor, that we bring real people who know how to discuss race. And I hope that my white colleagues get into that conversation. Because when we did it last time, it was only the people of color who spoke up. And it was about our pain and what we went through. And white people didn't speak up. And it was supposed to be about them understanding what we're going through. And so this might be tough for some of us to swallow here, Mr. Mayor, but it has to be said, because it's a certain group of people trying to fix something, and they didn't come to black and brown people in order to get it fixed and to ask us what we think and what we want and what we need. So I will be in favor of the item, but I hope that we can come to a resolution, because I didn't come to City Hall to sit in a seat for a year as a participation trophy because I check enough boxes. I came to City Hall to work, and I came to City Hall to lead this city along with my 13 other council members and my mayor. Because if we're going to be one Dallas, then let's be one Dallas. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Basil, before I recognize you for a second round, I wanted to make sure that no one had anything to say first. And then I had a question for you about the motion. I just need you to clarify the motion for me if there's no one else. Okay, I don't see anyone else buzzing in. So my question is, so does the motion fix the term at a year, or does it just say we're supposed to look at this in a year?
No.
Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. So I appreciate that, and the commentary kind of went off, and I want to give this clarification. The motion is specific to address what is outlined by a custom, not by written language in either rules or charter that outlines these particular elections by this body to occur for a two-year term specific. But with the custom of it being attached to our council term being 2 years, this is needed procedurally for us to specify and have the opportunity next June to, doesn't mean we have to change, but as a body, we will have a discussion to see if a change is needed or if a change will be made.
Okay.
So it's procedural only.
So this is like a point of information, basically, because I'm just trying to make sure everybody knows what they're voting on. It's a pretty, it's a topic I think that people have an interest in here, so I just want to make sure no one's confused. The motion is saying that in a year, we would evaluate whether or not we wanted to make a rule change or whatever was necessary in a year to make this change to the term or what? Because my understanding is that this is a custom. It's just a custom. And so I'm not sure what we could do to change a custom that didn't require us at some point to do something official. So that's what I'm asking. What are we...
So the motion specifically states new elections be held for both offices. So as this body, if we were to decide that no change, it would still be voting in who is currently in that seat.
So the motion is to actually have an election.
It's with new elections held for both offices at the last agenda meeting for June in June 2022.
So there actually will be an election for these two offices in a year. It's not something we're going to discuss and debate about. We're going to do it.
And that's something that you can send to a committee to discuss what type of parameters that would look like. This isn't making a motion to box anybody in on what that criteria would look like. I think that everybody's voice is extremely important to be a part of what that process will look like. But this is just to make sure that any motion going forward can comply with this change to the custom.
Okay. So,
Mayor, I have a question to your point of order.
Yeah, would it actually be a point of information.
Point of information.
Ms. Middleton, you go ahead and state your point of information.
So my question is, wouldn't this be written into our standing rules that we would adopt in August? For you, Councilmember Basil, do I believe, or maybe for our parliamentarian.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to get clarity on, too, is exactly what the motion is doing. So, good, she's here in person. Ms. Palomino, maybe you could explain to us what it is that if you were voted in favor of this, you'd be voting in support of, and if you voted against this, you'd be voting against. Because what I want to make clear is a lot of the arguments that were made in connection with it are, I think, valid arguments, but I'm not sure it has to do specifically with what the motion actually does today, which is what?
Can you check now to see if your microphone is working? You want me to come? There I am. Good morning, Mr. Mayor. In the city of Dallas, our rules of procedure and our charter do not list the term for the elected slots on this council. It has always been the custom for the city elected officials to serve 2 years concurrent with their term. So it is a custom, and a custom can be changed by a majority vote of the council. And so this would change your custom to 1 year with elections at the end of 2022. However, you could change your rules of procedure after this election next year to have the term that you want in your rules of procedure. And you couldn't do it now because we're not changing the rules of procedure and it's not posted to do so.
So, members, does that help clarify what the motion is doing? I think I'm understanding you to say that the vote today, an affirmative vote, would be to have the whoever gets elected mayor pro tem and deputy mayor pro tem on items one and two today, their term would be a year.
That is correct.
And in a year, we'd have another election.
That is correct.
Okay.
And I'm sorry, Mr. Mayor.
No, go ahead.
Robert's Rules does say that you should have the term in your rules of procedure or your bylaws, and so I accept responsibility for that.
No responsibility needs to be taken. It's fine. We'll get it fixed. Mr. Basil, did you still want to speak for a second round? Okay. All right. So you can put me on the clock for a first round for 5 minutes for this one because I don't want to talk too long. So, members, here's what I would say to think about because I wasn't expecting to be voting on this day at all, although I have had conversations with many of you, and so I don't think this will be a surprise to a lot of you. You already know that I share the same sentiments a lot of you have expressed today about the way these positions have been determined in the past. I'm not a big fan at all of, I think, a system that really ties our hands as a council in terms of who we think should be filling these roles because we've had this sort of race-based caucus system that's been unspoken, but that's the way it's worked. And so I'm all in favor of anything that we want to do as a body to address that, because I do think that the folks who will best fill those roles, irrespective of any of those factors, should be in those roles. The one thing I'm concerned about, truly, and it has to do with all the things we've been talking about leading up to this day with this new council, is I don't want this council to be in perpetual campaign mode and perpetual jockeying for these ceremonial positions that really can potentially serve to be more of a divisive force, as we've just seen, than they are anything else. That's my biggest worry, is that now, rather than every 2 years going through this process, we'll be going through it every year. And the entire time someone's in those positions, they gotta start thinking about how they're gonna keep it, if they wanna keep it. I'm not sure making this, interjecting this level of intra-personal politics is really good. So I'm just not sure. I'm really not sure about it. I wish I had more time to talk about this before we were voting on it, but I'm really not sure about it. I think the underlying issue you're trying to address is something that needs to be addressed, how we've done the elections and the role that race and gender plays in it, but I'm not sure that having increasing the frequency of the elections is the way. I saw Mr. Narvaez's name on the screen, but then it disappeared. Mr. Resendez, you're recognized for 5 minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I just want to speak and kind of express my support for this change. I do share the concerns that the members have spoken about, and not because I don't necessarily see the historic value in having caucuses. I mean, I think that the caucuses have kind of helped to create some of the diversity and inclusivity that we're talking about. And I do share, Mr. Mayor, the same concern you just expressed. I'd hate to see us having to go through any divisive processes each year. But I do think as we roll this out, it will help to alleviate those types of conversations long term. And I do think that changing it every year will increase the diversity and inclusivity because the factors that you all mentioned are extremely important, and we do need to do everything we can to highlight those factors and those strengths that we all have. But at the end of the day, we all are Dallasites, and we need to make sure that we're working together to improve our city and move forward to do what's right on behalf of the residents of this community. Thank you.
Mr. Narvaez.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move to send this to a committee and or ad hoc committee of the mayor's choosing so that that committee and or ad hoc committee can discuss and can bring back to this council a good policy.
Point of information.
State your point of information.
Can parliamentarian explain the need for this to be taken a vote on
point
prior
of order,
to,
Mr. Mayor?
Prior to?
There hasn't been a second on that.
Second.
A point of information would be able to be addressed before we did that, but I just wanted to, could you finish stating what your point of information is?
I'm wanting it to be expressed from parliamentarian the need for this to actually occur prior to the appointments.
Okay, we're gonna.
And the reason for it.
If the parliamentarian could come back up and answer that question, you could. And while you're there, you might as well answer the question as to whether or not we need to deal with the second on his motion before you answer a point of information or not. I did that from memory, but I could be wrong. Whether or not we needed to address that point of information before we address the need to second or not Mr. Narvaez's motion.
He did a point of order, I believe, on the rules, did you?
Yeah. Mr. Basil Dewitt raised a point of information about the need for... Go ahead and explain your point of information.
The point of information was that this was intentionally to be taking place vaguely, not with any parameters set, but before the votes, and I wanted you to please explain why that had to occur versus being able to take the votes, send it to a committee, come back to this body once they have gone through with our custom that has already been established.
And I don't want to prejudice Mr. Narvaez's motion, so I want to know if we need to address his motion first or his point of information first.
I believe we did get a second, though, did we not,
yes.
In the motion?
Did we?
Mm-hmm. We did.
District 4.
Okay. So it was moved and seconded. But so your motion will be picked up after we get the answer to this point of order or information, whatever you're calling it.
So the reason why... this procedural motion needed to take place before the actual nominations is because once you begin the nominations, it would be for the custom term, which would be 2 years. And so that's why this motion needs to go first. And so it's procedural only.
So saith the parliamentarian. I don't understand why that's the case, but that's what she's saying, and I'm going to go with it.
If you'd like...
I think they trust you, and you know, I'm just saying I don't understand it.
Point of information, please.
Yeah, go ahead.
So are you saying that if we were, that this motion that has been made and seconded, if we were to vote it down, to support it, then we would be effectively killing Basil Dua's motion?
Yes. And, Mr. Mayor, if I don't believe that's in order because this is simply a procedural motion that the term changed today. if it was a rule of procedure, I think you could send it to committee. But this is simply a procedural vote on the terms that you're about to nominate.
Okay. So I actually, I understand that and I agree with that. So the motion is actually out of order, and I appreciate you making that ruling. So we cannot take up Mr. Narvaez's motion, and we're back to Mr. Basildua's motion and any discussion that still needs to be had on that. Okay. But Mr. Basildua, actually, go ahead. You're recognized for, I think, 3 minutes at this time. Oh. Are you? I think you're on your second round.
Thank you. I just wanted to offer, if I may, that is absolutely the intent. As I mentioned, I think that the body needs to weigh in to what that will look like, but it would box us in to make nominations with the old custom without having the ability to address the custom prior to. So my intent, and from what it sounds like here, is that we should have a committee look into this on what it's going to look like going forward on not going with the old way of doing it, but instead of coming forward with that being done without the opportunity for all colleagues to weigh in, especially of a new council, that I just want to offer that to say that that's my intent fully, just to address it procedurally in the way that it needs to, handle our nominations, and then this body take it up in whichever manner the mayor decides to send it.
Was that all?
Yes, sir.
Anyone else wishing to speak on for Ms. Mendelson and then Mr. Narvaez? Ms. Mendelson, you're recognized for 3 minutes. Mr. Narvaez, you'll be recognized for one.
Thank you. I believe the opportunity for everyone to weigh in will come as we adopt our standing rules, and that time is coming soon, and everyone will have a hand in that. Thank you.
Ms. Narvaez, I made a mistake. I don't know why I have you written down for two rounds already, but you're recognized for 3 minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'm very confused now, because now we're talking that there's going to be a committee, there's going to be somebody to look it up, that the intent is to change the term, but then the mayor's going to, that's what Mr. Basildua just said, is that a committee will take this up at some point, and I'm really confused. So what is the actual motion? Because the intent is now been said by Mr. Basildua that the intent is that a committee will come up. He just mentioned that, Mr. Mayor. So I'm confused. Is there a committee or somebody looking at how we're going to be doing this? Because unfortunately, for the people who could possibly become Deputy Mayor Pro Tem and Mayor Pro Tem today, I don't see a reason why they're going to be upset by a 1 year. But I completely agree that this is already painful enough, and I got to witness it for the last not just 7 days, as our new incoming colleagues got to witness, but for a few weeks and months. And I really don't want to go through this every year that people are trying to figure out, like what you said, Mr. Mayor, that, you know, they're going to be campaigning for a full year. And does that actually put them in a position where they may vote differently or not vote correctly because they're terrified that they're going to lose a vote or two of support when it comes into the new year? And I think that's a really difficult position to be in, one that I don't want to be in personally, but because I just want to do the people's work. And so that's why it's not that I don't like it. I'm going to go with it for this one time, but I hope that this doesn't stay the custom to do it every year from here on out. And I guess that's the question, is if we adopt this today for the attorney, does this permanently put us at 1 year from here on out, or can a committee take a look at it if that committee chooses to, or the mayor chooses to send us some direction to give us so that we can actually understand what this vote procedurally is doing? It does it just affect today and this term, or does it affect the next 30 years until somebody decides they want to change it to something else?
Go ahead, Ms. Palomino.
This is changing your custom from 1 year to 2 years, but your custom can be changed by majority vote. However, I think that what we're talking about as well is to establish a term within the City Council rules of procedure, so it cannot be changed by custom. I think that was what council members were discussing. So to do this today, but then you can visit your council rules of procedure, decide what term you do want, and we would likely have to make it effective 2023.
Very good. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Is there anyone I've missed who would like to weigh in on this?
Question, Mayor, I have a question that I could ask.
Go ahead.
Just for clarification, Could there be a motion just to push forward the election of these two positions and place this in another order, or either table it? Because we really want to go ahead with the business, because what I'm hearing you say, we're not going to be able to address this. Well, the impact is not coming into 2023. Is that what we're saying?
Likely, yes.
Likely.
Unless you decide on a one-year term going forward.
Right now.
No, you could do that in your rules of procedure.
Right.
And if you decide to do a one-year term, you would have the elections next year. If you decide on a two-year term, it would likely have to be 2023.
So the individuals we're going to nominate today cannot be affected by this proposal. That's what I'm trying to get to.
They will be affected by this proposal.
They will be, even though we've not gone to any committees to discuss or give any input.
Not for this vote today, but it still could go to a committee for discussion at a later date to actually change your rules of procedure to adopt the term in your rules. So right now, you do not have the term adopted in the charter or the rules of procedure.
So the question I would have then, if we're doing procedural, how would this be proposed? Are we going to vote it up or vote it down? Is that how this is going to roll out? Mayor, is that how it's going to be?
Yeah, we're going to vote on Mr. Bazaldua's motion first, and irrespective of how that turns out, we're going to have an election for these two officers. The only question that it becomes whether or not they're going to be in the traditional sense, in a two-year term with nothing happening in the intervening time, or if after a year this council is going to have another election to see if they're going to stay or if they're going to be a new people in that role.
Right.
But this will not stop or do anything to,
But
change.
In the meantime, we'll go in and be able to. Now you have to put that on the. You would have to put that on the agenda.
I mean, I don't know how that would work exactly. I think it's a matter of a change to the rules of procedure if we want to make it a rule.
So then we put it on by mayor or by five signature? How would it get there?
It could be by the mayor. It could be by five signature, or a committee could take up the rules. They could put it on their agenda.
Okay. All right, so I just wanted to try to get some of that clarified, and since we're talking procedures, I wanted to make sure that my vote today is what I want it to be.
Right.
Thank you.
So you can put me back on for 3 minutes this time, but so that's what I'm struggling with, too, is just to understand. Mr. Thomas, I'm gonna hold my time.
No problem. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
You're recognized for five.
Sure. I won't need that much time. Mine, I guess, and I shouldn't let Tammy get away. Tammy, if you can come back up.
Ms. Palomino, you might as well just get comfortable just right there.
It's a chair right by you. You might as well just post up right there. What it sounds like is if this was to pass today, that once we vote on the mayor pro tem, deputy mayor pro tem, that they would be in that capacity for 1 year, and then June, the last agenda meeting in June, we would decide then if we're going to keep them or we're going to nominate a new mayor pro tem and deputy mayor pro tem, correct?
You would still nominate, but you can nominate the same people.
Right. Okay. All right. I think that gets me a little further along. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Put me on for just 3 minutes. I want to limit myself, actually. So what I struggle with on this is I have no way of knowing who is going to be in these positions now or in the future. It has nothing to do with any of that. It has to do with what I just hope we are thinking through about what this does to the body to have these positions coming up every year and the implications that could have on our relationships around here and how we do business around here. I don't think that you have to address that to address the issue of why we don't have women in positions of power here, why we don't have a system where no matter, you know, what your race is, if you're the right person for the job, you can be in it in a leadership role because of some racial quota rotation system that we have, that right now, because I'm an African-American mayor, means no African-American can be in any of those positions. I don't think anybody likes that, but I'm not sure what we're doing today is necessary to address that. I think what we're doing today certainly makes us have to have the discussion twice as frequently, but that's what I'm a little worried about, having this discussion twice as frequently. I feel like we can address the problem without creating a potential new one of introducing so much more politics into this body. I'd hate to see people thinking about retaining their position or obtaining it when they're trying to make decisions right here, because they're hard enough to make as it is. So that's my big concern. And I'd probably be inclined to say this is not the way, and I would probably not be in favor of this, but I understand the spirit behind it, Mr. Basil. Do I understand the spirit behind it, everybody who's entertaining it? I'm just not sure this is a solution that's very narrowly tailored to solve the problem. I think this is it can be a solution, but I think it's going to also create another problem. And I would hate for us to be in a situation where we regret that we made this process more frequent. I see Mr. Thomas and Mr. Narvaez. Mr. Thomas, you have a second round for 3 minutes, and Mr. Narvaez, you have 1 minute last round.
Thank you. Tammy, if you could come back up. I remember when I became mayor pro tem, we had this hearty type of discussion. In terms of the caucuses and criteria, these are unwritten rules, correct?
That is my understanding.
And so if they're unwritten rules, then this body could decide going forward whatever we choose, you know, unless we decide to write some rules or some qualifications. I know it was some things were put on the table earlier. And when we go through, you know, our council rules, then that could be proposed at that time and adopted as we review the council rules, correct?
That is correct.
Okay. So just hear my thoughts after hearing everything. If we want to move away from that system, then we can formalize a process when we go through our council rules of what criteria should be considered for mayor pro tem, deputy mayor pro tem going forward, and those who, you know, are passionate enough to bring it up this morning, I think should get together and develop that. And then, you know, whatever process, I know, Mayor, we have a ad hoc administrative affairs committee, and at your discretion, if you choose to, that could be something that committee discusses as they go through the council rules, and it comes out as a recommendation to come to the full council. So that's something I'm suggesting, especially for those who are new to the council, understanding the processes that we use. That's the way in which we could formalize this process, and then we wouldn't have to deal with the unwritten rules and things of that nature. And they had their purpose. There were times where people of color just did not have an opportunity. And so that was probably the rationale for the rotation. But like has been said, generally, I think as a whole, we agree that there's opportunity now if we set forth the criteria that doesn't have to consider race. It can consider service. It can consider collegiality and other things, and we can write those things. And we can vote on that. And going forward, no council will have to deal with what we're dealing with today. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Narvaez for 1 minute. Mr. King-Arnold for 1 minute.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. My question is for the city attorney. Do these terms have to be 2 years? Or can we decide, you know, we're going to shoot this down and we want to work on this, work out rules, whatever, you know, has been suggested, and then call a new election on our own? Do we have to wait 2 years to have another election? Can we call an election on our own instead of binding ourselves to a new election right now in June?
once you're nominated and elected, you're for the full term. So you can't reconsider that full when you're in that term. So,
okay.
That, you know, so once you're elected for the term that this council decides. There's no reconsideration of it unless that person resigns or they're removed for cause.
Very
so
good. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. I just wanted to get to find out what that rule is. Mr. Mayor, I think I agree with you on what you mentioned and said. You know, I just don't want disruption on this council that's going to happen in 7 or 8 months because two people are going to start jockeying for their reelection. But, you know, if that's what this body, you know, I'm going to go with the body. I'll always go with the body and honor that. And I just hope that the members that are bringing this forward will take it to a committee or something so we can actually have real discussion, because as we all know, when we work policy at the horseshoe, we end up with bad policy. So thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Ms. Arnold,
thank you. And I want to just piggyback on the need for this to go into conversation. Also understand that we cannot bind future councils to what we're doing today with actions with this custom. But council members, I'm also thinking that we need to have a conversation so we understand that you're dealing with some symbolism as it relates to these positions. We're trying, what I feel like is that we're moving into a conversation with this 1 year of actually order of succession, you know, serious order of succession in the mayor's position. And there are some, it's value to both of these positions, true enough. And I think in the position of mayor, the mayor can kind of massage that in terms of how he wants those two positions to work along with him or her. But we don't want to give this impression that we're preparing you to take the mayor's position. I mean, that's kind of what I'm feeling right now as we keep talking. So I think the conversation is necessary in committee to make sure we understand that we're not trying to prepare anyone to take the mayor's position within that year. But the mayor can, and the mayor, I don't even think the mayor has to be bound to utilizing those two positions if he or she doesn't want to do that. The mayor is the mayor, and that mayor, and if you read the language, and I think we need to read it, there are certain functions that those positions have when the mayor is not available. Thank you.
Mr. West for 5 minutes, I believe.
Thank you, Mayor. I've heard a lot of the very passionate comments today and agree with everything that's been said about the need for diversity, the need for women, and our need to look at the way we do this, because this was probably the most painful thing I've been through since I've been on council. And I have a suggestion to make, and whether colleagues like it or not, I don't know, but we could ask the nominees when they're recommended whether they would be willing to resign in 1 year, and if that's the will of the body. And then in the meantime, send this issue back to send it to committee for further work. And that way you kind of get your cake and eat it too. I would think you get public record with nominees saying whether they would be willing to step down, at which I think the city attorney said that would be a case of when you could have another election. And this also gets the issue back to committee. So just a suggestion. I don't think it's a motion or anything, but just, yeah, something to think about.
I just see Mr. Basil Dua, who would be for 1 minute.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Mayor. I just want to clarify, I think that everyone is, it sounds like on a pretty similar page, maybe not the same. The only way we're boxing ourselves as this body in is by not taking this up as an option. If it's not done before we make nominations, then we're boxed into the old way of doing things. By giving ourselves this as an option, I've already said, and it sounds like everyone has said, this needs to get worked out for policy. This is procedure. I'm not proposing a policy right now. I'm proposing a change to procedure that addresses an old custom. This is not binding the council to make any decision. In fact, the will of the council could end up being that we want it back to 2 years, which only requires a majority to do. But without this custom being addressed prior to the nominations, that ability is taken out from our tool chest. So I want everyone to be clear that this is not recommending a policy. This is recommending a procedure. And I believe that if we miss this step, the only opportunity we have, to Ms. Arnold's point, is making a change that would affect future councils, not this body. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Anyone else wish to speak on, for, or against Mr. Bazaldúa's motion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say nay. Let's have a record vote. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Please start voting.
Oh, I forgot we could do that.
11 have voted. 13 have voted. 14 have voted. 15 have voted. Voting in favor, Councilmember Bazaldúa, McGew, Mendelson, West, Willis, Resendez, Schultz, Moreno, Ridley, and Blackman. Voting against, Councilmembers Arnold, Thomas, Mayor Johnson, Councilmembers Narvaez, and Atkins. With 10 voting in favor, 5 opposed, the motion passes, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you very much. Let's move on to our actual business for today, which is the election of these officers we've been talking about so much. So, Madam Secretary, will you read the first item into the record?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Item 1, election of officers of the City Council, Mayor Pro Tem and Deputy Mayor Pro Tem.
Chair recognizes Mr. Bazaldúa for a motion.
I move to nominate Chad West for Mayor Pro Tem.
Second.
Members, it's been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Mr. Bazaldúa, you recognize for 5 minutes?
We'll keep it short, but I want to say that, as we've already alluded to, this has been a heck of a process. This is now my second one that I've gone through that, quite frankly, was a lot more of a struggle. But I'm glad, because we're having really tough conversations. I believe we've had leadership from Mr. West in many fronts, when it comes to housing, when it comes to homelessness. Your work has been unparalleled. I believe that you are an energizer bunny, and I don't know how you keep going, but you always keep going. And I believe that there is an opportunity for unity that we've heard expressed from everybody, including our mayor, that you portray. And for that reason, I'd like to see you in that spot, and I hope that our colleagues can support that. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Anyone else wishing to speak on, for, or against Mr. Bazaldúa's motion? Hearing none. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Congratulations, Mr. West. We will now entertain a motion from whom for Mr. Narvaez.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move to elect Jaime Resendez to be the next Deputy Mayor Pro Tem of the City of Dallas.
Second.
Members, you've heard the motion. It's been seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Congratulations, Mr. Resendez. All right, Madam Secretary, what's the next item?
Your next item is your office and seating assignments. We'll begin with your office assignments. We'll now move to your office assignment. Council members have been placed into groups based on their council seniority. Based on seniority, there are 6 groups. I will call each group in numerical order. members or member, because there are some that has only that have only one member in the group. Members or member in each group will be called in council district order to select their council office. Once that group is called, those groups will select, will pull from our office. Our office has a numbers where you will pull to determine which order you will draw in. So it will not be by district order. Your first group, group one, is places 3 and 10, Councilmember Thomas and Councilmember McGue. Our office will move forward with the numbers to determine which order. Which number do you have, Councilmember Thomas? Okay, Councilmember Thomas will select his office first. You can simply call out the alphabet from the diagram you have in front of you. You're in B. Councilmember McGue? I'm sorry. A. Your next group, group two, Council District 6 and 8, Councilmember Narvaez and Councilmember Atkins. You also need. Councilmember Atkins. Aye. Councilmember Narvaez. L. Your next group, group three, Council District 4, Councilmember Arnold.
Councilwoman Arnold needs to have a new graphic. She was really looking at office A, but I would suppose I'm going to have to take office. Let's look at office. I'm just doing that because I'm a woman and we're trying to exercise the woman power today. thank you. I think I will take office. Renita, should we stay in C or go to D? What'd you think? Let's go to D. I think that it would be an honor to have Mr. Lee Kleiman's office since I could not get my good friend Jennifer Gates' office. Thank you.
Office D, Councilmember Arnold. Group 4, were places 1, 5, and 12. What's left is Council District 12, Councilmember Blackman. You do not have to pull because Council District 1, Councilmember West, and Council District 5, Mayor Pro Tem West and Deputy Mayor Pro Tem Resendez has been selected. Councilmember Blackman?
C.
Councilmember Blackman, C. Your next group? Group 6? Councilmember Mendelson.
Right, and I'd like to remain in J, please.
Thank you. Group C, Council District 7. Councilmember Basil Dua.
I'm going to go with K.
Councilmember Basil Dua, K. Your last group, Group 7, are Districts 2, 11, 13, 14. Councilmembers Moreno, Councilmember Schultz, Councilmember Willis, and Councilmember Ridley. Number 1. It's number 1. Councilmember Ridley, would you select your office?
H.
Councilmember Ridley, office H. Number 2, Councilmember Willis.
G.
G, Councilmember Willis. Number three?
F.
F, Councilmember Moreno.
E.
Last office, E, Councilmember Schultz. We will now move to your council seating. It will be in the same order. Yes. It will be in the same order and process. Beginning with Group 1, Districts 3 and 10, Councilmember Thomas and Councilmember McGue. Councilmember Thomas, X6. Councilmember McGue.
Oh, thank you.
Can people sit down so that we can see where people are sitting? Because it's hard to see it on the map, and I'd like to at least see the faces where people are at, if that's okay.
We were going to move last, but we can move as the seats are selected. Is that the will of the council? To move now? Okay. X5. Councilmember McGue. Group 2, District 6 and 8, Councilmembers Narvaez and Councilmember Atkins. Councilmember Atkins, X7.
X8.
Councilmember Narvaez, X8. Okay. Group 3, Council District 4, Councilmember Arnold.
My choice would be... Would four put me pretty much where I am now? So I guess in honor of my district and the people who sent me from District 4, I will accept wholeheartedly place four.
Councilmember Arnold, X4. Group 4, Councilmember Mendelson.
I'll choose number 10, please.
Mendelson, X10. Group 5. Council District 9, Councilmember Blackman. Councilmember Blackman, X3. Group 6, I'll let Councilmember Blackman get to her seat. Group 6, Council District 7, Councilmember Basildua.
X2.
Basildua, X2. Group 7, Districts 2, 11, 13, and 14, Councilmembers Moreno. Councilmembers Schultz, Councilmember Willis, and Councilmember Ridley.
Picking the same order?
The same order. Ridley, Councilmember Ridley.
X9, please.
Ridley, X9. Councilmember Willis, X11. Councilmember Moreno, X1. And Councilmember Schultz, X12. M- Mr. Mayor, council offices and seating have been selected.
Wonderful. Congratulations, everyone. You got your new offices, you got your new seating arrangement, you got your new council leadership. And I believe that is all the business we had on our agenda for today.
That's correct, Mr. Mayor.
Wonderful. Take a picture before we adjourn? Okay, I'm like, let's get out of here first. Okay. All right. Well, everyone, the time is now 1:18 p.m., and this meeting of the Dallas City Council is adjourned.